I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribes and environmental groups advocate for more national monuments, and the Aleutic Museum receives a grant to revamp its cultural library. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. President Joe Biden has created more national monuments in a single term than any president since Jimmy Carter left office in 1981. Tribes and environmental advocates are pressing him to do even more, the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports. The Aleutic Museum received about $150,000 to revamp the Koniak Cultural Library. The grant comes as it's finishing construction on its new building. As KMXT's Brian Venois reports, staff say it's good timing to have even more to show off at its future grand reopening. California will remove the SQ word, a derogatory term for an indigenous woman, from more than 30 sites. The state's Natural Resources Agency announced last week, the LA Times reports. In 2022, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law requiring the term to be removed from all geographic features and place names in the state. It follows a similar move by U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, who declared the term derogatory in 2021 and established a process to remove names from federal lands. Renaming in California is expected to take place in early 2025. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.